All right, welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310. Zaps News with Amos. Ruby D. From the 1940s to recently, she was a force and a power in the arts, in movies, in television, on Broadway. So many roles. Legendary performances, whether it was as Rachel Robinson in the original Jackie Robinson story, the movie where Jackie Robinson played himself and Ruby Dee played his wife, to just so many. Raisin in the Sun. And many over the years, and her partnership with not just a great actor, but a great human being, her husband, Ossie Davis. They were literally a team. And not only was Ruby Dee a great actress and a great artist, she, along with her husband, stood strong and publicly for the causes of civil rights, human rights, progressive rights, being on the right side of history. They spoke out against the persecution of communists back when Joe McCarthy was powerful and strong. They literally were friends and supporters not only of Martin Luther King, but also of Malcolm X. They were there at the March on Washington. They raised money for the Black Panthers. They demonstrated against the war in Vietnam. They were activists in the true sense of the word. And Ruby Dee was just as strong in her passions as Ossie Davis was. A few years after I came to Indianapolis, this was in the late 70s, WTLC had a thing at the time. We were working with what is now middle school kids in IPS called the Writers' Fair. And Charmaine, we were trying to teach young people the importance of writing. Because if you understood the importance of writing, you would have to understand the importance of reading, because reading went along with writing. And so we had this like essay contest. With all of that, I think it was either 6th or 7th grade or 7th and 8th grade in IPS, where they would write essays, and the class that had the best essays, the kids who had the best essays would get something, and there was all kind of little rewards. And we sponsored an event, and I believe it was at the Hyatt, and then the Hyatt Hotel was new at the time. Everybody said, oh, a fancy hotel with a revolving restaurant. And Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee came in to speak. And it was a great night to see those young people inspired by those two great actors. And I'm thinking now of those young people are now moms and dads and maybe grandmas and grandpas. And how Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis influenced them that evening. God called Ruby Dee home last night, reunited her with her love, Ossie Davis. And they are probably putting on a show right now in that special theater up in heaven. She was a remarkable woman, a remarkable artist, someone not afraid to speak her mind, to stand strong for what she believed in, even if it might cost her a part in a performance, even if it might cost her dollars. And a woman who exemplified family and the importance of devotion. The New York Times, in their obituary that is online right now, describes the partnership between Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee as romantic, familial, professional, artistic, and political. They both received the National Medal of Arts from President Clinton back in 1995. Ruby Dee is survived by her daughter, Nora. another daughter, Dr. Hansa Muhammad, a son, Guy Davis, a sister, Angelina Roach, and seven grandchildren. Ruby D left this earthly life, but we all know where she is right now, at the age of 91.